Brahmachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Balaba Giri Varadhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Yamuna Chira Vanachari. Yamuna Chira Vanachari. Yamuna Chira Vanachari. Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Padi Brajagacharya Stathara Sata Shishi Madhesi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jale Dabhe Vishnu Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Padi Brajagacharya Stathara Sata Shishi Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Ki Jai Ananda Kuri Vaishnavinda Ki Namacharya Hairas Thakur Ki Prime Sekha Hoshi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Dvaita Gadara Shivasari Gaur Bhagavan Radha Krishna Gopa Govinda Shyamagun Radha Kun Giri Govardhan Ki Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Mayapur Namdip Dham Ki Jagannath Puri Dham Nu Ramanaiti Dham Ki All glory to some devotees, glory to some devotees, all glory to Shri Govinda Gauranga Pramanande Yadi Yadi Bo. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, chapter 13, verse 27. Ukshipta bala kachara katora. Chatavadunvan kararoma shatvak. Kurahata bhrashita dangsta iksha. Jyoti bhase bhagavam mahidra. Uchip Tabala kachara katora. Kshatavadunvan kararoma shatvak. Kurahata bhrashita dhangsta iksha. Jyoti bhavase bhagavamahidra.
Yeah.
ladies. Utkshipta bala, slashing with the tail. Kachara, in the sky. Katora, very hard. Shata, hairs on the shoulder. Midunbam, quivering. Kara, sharp. Romashatwak, skin full of hairs. Kura ahata, struck by the hooves. Abra, the clouds. Shita dangstra, white tusks. Iksha, glance. Jyoti, luminous. Babhase, began to emit an effulgence. Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead. Mahidra, the supporter of the world. Translation. Before entering the water to rescue the earth, Lord Boar flew in the sky, slashing his tail, his hard hairs quivering. His very glance was luminous, and he scattered the clouds in the sky with his hooves and his glittering white tusks. Purport. When the Lord is offered prayers by his devotees, his transcendental activities are described. Here are some of the transcendental features of the Lord Boar. As the residents of the upper three planetary systems offered their prayers to the Lord, it is understood that his body expanded throughout the sky, beginning from the topmost planet, Brahmaloka, or Satyaloka. It is stated in the Brahma Samhita that his eyes are the sun and the moon. Therefore, his very glance over the sky was as illuminating as the sun or moon. The Lord is described herein as Mahidra, which means either a big mountain or the sustainer of the earth. In other words, the Lord's body was as big and hard as the Himalayan mountains. Otherwise, how was it possible that he kept the entire earth on the support of his white tusks? The poet Jayadev, a great devotee of the Lord, has sung of the incident in his prayer for the incarnations. Vasati doshana shikare dharani tabalagna shashanika lanka kaleva nimagna keshavadhritta chukara rupa jaya jagadisha hare jaya jagadisha hare jaya jagadisha hare. All glories to Lord Keshava Krishna, who appeared as the boar. The earth was held between his tusks, which appeared like the scars on the moon. Om Agana Tamarandashya Gananjana Shalaka Chakshuramalitan Yena Tasma Shigurve Nama Mukam Karoti Bachalam Pangalangati Ganimaki Patam Hambande Shigurundina Tarana Vandeham Shigaro Shiyuta Padagamalam Shigurum Vaishnavam Shashi Rupam Sakajatam Sahagana Raganatam Itam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shirada Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shivishakam Vitam Shah. Hey Krishna Kunasindo Dinan Bando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kantaradha Kantanamostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Pancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kipa Sindhubhye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Janalambhita Bhujao Kanaka Vedato Sankirtanai Kapitara Kamalaya Taksho Vishram Marod Vijabaro Yugadharma Palo Vande Jagat Piyakaro Karunavataro Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Rama Hare Rama Ukshipta Bala Kachara Katora Sutavadunvan Kararoma Satvak Kurahata Bhrasita Dangsta Iksha Jyotir Babashe Bhagavan Mahidra. Before entering the water to rescue the earth, Lord Boar flew in the sky, slashing his tail, his hard hairs quivering. His very glance was luminous, and he scattered the clouds in the sky with his hooves and his glittering white tusks. Hare Bol. Okay. So it says here, there's some word meanings that are interesting for those who are like word meanings. Uksipta bala kachara kachara means going in the sky. So most of us don't usually, we're actually all going in the sky because the ether and the sky, and we're kind of floating, but we're walking on the ground, which is here described Mahidra. Mahi also means the earth, or as Prabhupada says, could be a great mountain or a big mountain or a sustainer of the earth. And this Kechara, Kechari, it's mentioned, Prabhupada mentions how the witches fly on brooms. They're called Kechara, Kechari. So Prabhupada said, still in northern India, they're doing like this, flying on brooms, going into the ka is like the air, the space, and you're going like that. So, but the boar is not like this simple, small-time witch, or can go. They may be able to go. I haven't seen, but Kechara, Katora, Katorani, Kushamani cha. This word is used to describe the acharya. That acharya, Mridunani, that he's very soft like a rose, but he's very hard. Kata, Katorani. This word is used for that. So the guru means heavy. The boar is heavy. Krishna's, and the guru is representing Krishna. So he can be very heavy, very hard. Hard as a thunderbolt. Just imagine. Prabhupada is sitting very peacefully, and we always see him walking very gracefully, but he's a very heavy person, so he's also Katorani. He can be very much like thunderbolt. Therefore, Prabhupada would say, we don't compromise, or else, how can Prabhupada write all these purports? Not compromising. Rather, he's bringing the acharyas, acharyamam bhajaniyam. So he's bringing all the incarnations. Like Prahlad Maharaj has said, anurvani tena vikata viklava ishvarasya tasmadaham vikata viklava ishvarasya. In his prayer, he's saying, although anupravishta, I was born in the tamagun as in a demoniac species, demoniac family, but still, tasmadaham vikata viklava ishvarasya. So we all might be thinking, we're born demons, and how can we offer so many prayers? But the prayers are being provided here. We don't have to make up our own prayers or anything. If you're expert, maybe you can do, but very few can do. But so many prayers are being given. By these devas are offering prayers. And they will offer, they have offered. And so it's mentioned here also. We're reading through these chapters, and many prayers are offered by these devas. So even the devas had offered prayers to Lord Narasingha Dev,
He was exhibiting this dantra also. He had his teeth. And Prahlad Maharaj, in the fifth canto, he offers a prayer like that. He's saying, Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya. Namaste Jastejase Avyarbha Bhava. He's praying that the very dantra, in the case of Nrisimhadev, they're not tusks, but they're still called dantra. Dantra means teeth. When Arjuna was in the seeing the universal form, Vishvarupa, Rupam Hate, he's seeing this, and five or six times he's mentioning Dankstra Karalani. We find that in these verses also here. Dankstra, very fearful teeth. He was seeing many teeth like that. So, but here in Lord Bohr's case, it's not fearful for the devotees who are offering prayers. But even when Arjuna was seeing that even these devas were afraid in the universal form. Amihitvam sura sangha vishanti kechid vida vilagna. He is seeing that they're being crushed by the teeth, all the people in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. So these boars' teeth, in this case, it's his tusk. But it's very beautiful here. Jyoti, very luminous. Jyoti sang api tad jyotis tamasa paramuchate. This describing Bhagavad Gita, this effulgence of Krishna, how it emanates into this material world. So we're seeing the jyoti now, the Brahma jyoti. It's not like, so it's all pervading, like described there. Yasya prabha prabhavato jagadandakoti. I think Prabhupada makes mention of the Brahma Samhita. His eyes are like the sun. So throughout these prayers of Lord Brahma, many are applicable to this pastime. Ramadi Murtishu Kala Nimena Tishtan Anavatara Makaro Bhuvanesh. Krishna Swayam Samavat Paramapamanya. So we're getting this beautiful pastime of the boar. And as we just quoted here, or as Prabhupada's quoted, Vasati. And every day we're chanting Keshava Drita Narasingha Rupa Jaya Jagadisha. So these 10 incarnations of Krishna. And it's a very nice prayer to sing by Jayadev Goswami. This mentioned here in the verse, actually, Shashani Kalanka Kalevane Magna. The earth was held, which appeared like scars on the moon. On his tusk, which appeared like scars on the moon. So this kalanka indicates something like a scar, something inauspicious. So in the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this word is used by Kaviraj Goswami. I only heard probably Prango Vindican quoted, but Pandarik Vijayaniti quoted the verse, that the Gaurachandra kalanka Akalanka Gaurachandra, that Gaurachandra has no bad spots. So when he is the moon and he appears, Gaurachandra, Dilo Darshan, he gives his darshan, and Sakalanka, what would be the use of the actual moon that has some marks on it? Sakalanka. Chandra, Kim Prayojan. What will be the use of the regular moon when we have the Lord? Koti Chandra Shishi Chushitala. Like Nitai and Gore, they have like millions of moons. So Keshava Drita. This is actually Keshava Drita. This is a very nice indication in this verse also. That although we're reading about the Bor Ramadi Murtishu Kalani, the Brahma Samhita verse, many incarnations are there, unlimited. What is the word? Asankhya. There's an ocean. They're coming just like waves. What's the verse? Who knows? Waves of the, huh? Third chapter of the Bhagavatam describes asankhya. There's unlimited waves of incarnations coming. And only some of them can be described. These are principal ones. So we hear about the boar in the Bhagavatam. We hear about all these major incarnations. And they have sometimes the avatar, Leela avatars or the Guna avatars. They have their pastimes. This is a pretty amazing, though, where it says here that he expanded throughout the sky. When Arjuna was seeing this Vishvarupa, it's described, I'm seeing Dhyav means all the way up to the highest planetary system. Idam antaram hi, and in between. Priti bhyor means from the earth, priti, all the way up, and unlimited. With so many, bahuduram, bahudangstra, many teeth, kara, let me describe. They're very fearful, and even the demigods are very afraid. Shrastit yuktva, maharshi siddha sangha. Shrastit yuktva. They're offering prayers. So yesterday, Chaturama stressed this also, that the other night he was chanting the five, the Purusha Shukta, Narayana Shukta, and three other ones, who remembers? But five he was chanting. But most of us, we didn't have a paper or anything or any way to understand it. But Prabhupada mentioned that devotees should learn that. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, Shatta Prahar, what is it? The Mahaprakash in Shivas's house. Then first thing they were doing is offering this Purusha Shukta. I'm sure they were reading Bhagavatam, because Idam Bhagavatam Nama Puranam Brahma Sangitam Uttama Shloka Charitam. Bhagavatam is equal to all other Puranas, all other prayers. So, but still, Prabhupada is saying people, the devotees should learn it. That the not only the priests, but the devotees should learn this Purusha Shukta. I admit I don't know the whole Purusha Shukta. Maybe somebody here does. It's very nice to chant. So it's very much in the mood of awe and reverence, that because the Boar incarnation is a very great incarnation. How can we even imagine in our tiny brain? It's not possible. Koveti Bhumam Bhagavan, even Lord Brahma's telling in his prayers. He cannot understand where, how. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Ki kore, ki lagi. Pare bhujite. Nobody can understand what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was doing in one moment. Kikori, what he's doing, where he's doing it. Koveti bhumam bhagavan mahatmam. He's so great. And Brahmaji is offering his prayers. Prabhupada's quoting here. Yatschakshareshta savita. We assume he's talking about this. Yatschakshareshta savita sakala grahanam. That the sun, he's mentioning there the sun, Chakshuresha Savita Sakala Grahanam Raja Samasta Suramurti, he says, giving out unlimited, Shesha Teja, here the Jyoti is mentioned, Teja, Jyoti, Mahateja. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down in the place of washing the feet where Prakashananda and all of his followers were, I don't know, 60,000, if they were all taking lunch, or maybe Trump bought them lunch. But they were all taking lunch there. And just imagine, they said, Iha Aisha, Prabhu, why are you sitting there, Goshai? You're sitting there like in the foot wash, because sannyasis go barefoot, so they have to wash feet before they go into wherever. So they wash feet there. I know I went to in Amritsar, the Golden Temple, they have a foot wash there. I think in ISKCON temples, we don't have foot wash. But you can, maybe somebody has. We don't have here, I mean. You can go out and wash in the ice if there's any. Today there might be some ice. Oh, there is a foot wash. Some people, I've seen them do it. So they were washing feet. So Mahaprabhu, he sat there. He was exhibiting this Mahatejo, Jyoti. Because this is what the impersonalists are attracted to. And there's really no harm, but unless one becomes offensive. We're reading recently about this Dadichi Muni, how he, or Prithu Maharaj especially, that the great yogis can accelerate the backward movement to merge gradually back into the sound vibration. By the gross element into the more subtle, like that, until they come into the sound vibration. So Prabhupada was stressing that although Prithu Maharaj did this, and he said it's very much like the impersonal or the Buddhist, or anything, they try to aim for it, but they're minus Krishna. So they're just going to merge. That's their objective. So this is very difficult. So they're very attracted to it. So Mahaprabhu, of course, antaryami purusha, he understands what they want to see. So he exhibits this tejo maya, this great jyoti samapita josi, tamasa paramuchate. So he's extinguishing within our heart. Well, Prahlad Maharaj is saying also that in his prayer in the fifth canto that Vajra Dangstra, Vajra Naka, this is one of the prayers that we can think of, that he's addressing the Shingadev, not Varaha, but he's saying, Vajra Naka, that you have these thunderbolt-like nails and teeth. But he's praying that he's not fearful. He's trustosmiham, he says in another prayer. I am afraid of this material energy. Okay, we don't want to fall into Maya. But naham bibeyma jitate tibayanaka, but I'm not afraid of your actual teeth and nails. Rather, kamasham, that you should take your teeth and nails and rip out all my material desires. So this is a devotee's prayer. Vikada viklava ishvarash. Vikada viklava means the idea that we don't have any potency. But Prahlad Maharaj, he was pushed in front of all the demigods that offered prayers before him. Brahma, what is that? Brahma deya suraganamaniyota siddha. All the siddhas, we're hearing about all these devas. Imagine Brahma's prayers. I mean, we only hear Brahma Samhita. We have Brahma's prayers in the 10th canto. Not only, but they're vast. But Brahmaji, he's offered his prayers, but still, Nrisimhadeva wasn't happy, wasn't pleased by all the prayers. So Prahlad Maharaj says, Brahmadaya Suragamanayata Sattaikatano Vachasagatayo. Flowing Purugana, just demigods can offer prayers. I mean, we have some of them in Bhagavatam. Lord Shiva is offering prayers, even Indra offers prayers. Brahmaji, great devotees are offering prayers. So we can chant them, Prahlad's prayers. Even these prayers that we hear the devas are offering in this chapter, next chapters, this whole pastime. And then after this, we hear about Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu. These brothers, they are symbolic also, besides actual pastime, but they probably said they symbolize these material desires. That in the material world, everyone is after sense gratification. So this Hiranyaksha, he will try to steal the earth and fighting with the Lord Boar. Actually, there's two incarnations. But for our convenience, the Maitreya has kind of merged them. Although we'll hear about the one after, but they're different color boar. One is white, one is red, like that. But still, he's the Lord Boar. And still the pastimes are very similar. But the whole idea of Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu, is, and this idea of retribution, right? Hiranyakashipu, he was just trying to get Vishnu back, get him back. He will kill Vishnu and all the brahmanas like that. So it's a wonderful pastime. So all these pastimes, I just noticed also that Lord Boar is mentioned as the first verse in the second canto, seventh chapter. I was thinking, how come I didn't notice that? There's so many things in the Bhagavatam. Nana Artha Kai, when you read Bhagavatam, there's many things more and more revealed. Prati shloki prati akshare, Nana Artha Kai. There's so much value in it. Durlabham, this human form of life. Komaramachara pragya dharma bhagavataniha dulabha manusham janma tarapya dhruvam artidam. Though this human form has so much value, but we try to take anartas, is artidam. It's already the highest value. Manusha janma paya radha krishna na bhaji. We've gotten already the highest boon, but we try to increase and think that we should take everything. We already have the human form. This is the great treasure. But we want to accumulate more. So this Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha, there within everyone. Prabhupada sometimes would compare Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu as such great demons. The original demon. So the original demon, Prabhupada says in that purport in second canon, this Hiranyaksha was the original demon, and Lord Bore is the original incarnation. So there's this struggle. Of course, he's not really bothered. Sometimes the demigods become fearful. Oh, please, take care of him. It looks like something might happen, you know, when Lord Bore fights with Hiranyaksha, you know, they're trading blows and like kshatriyas. And sometimes Lord Bore's even praising Hiranyaksha. Yeah, you're a great warrior. Come on, fight, let's go. And so there's this struggle. So karmashyam gratitam, karmashyam. We want to get rid of dang vajranaka vajradangstra, karmashyam. Vajranaka vajradangstra, karmashyam. What's the next line? Randaya randaya tama grasa grasa. Grasa grasa means get rid of it, all these material desires. Ubayatra, what is that? No, but the whole last line is Obayam, day and night. Abayam, abayam, atmani buishtam ongshu. He's saying, make us fearless in this material world, because everyone is fearful. Ayo, what is it? Ahar nidra bayam maitunam cha. So everyone in this material world is full of some type of anxiety. Chintam aparimeyam cha pralayantam apashita. In the 16th chapter of the Gita, it's described right up until the end. The more one is attached, asha pasha. Asha pasha shatar badha kama krodha parayana. Because we're full of this kam krodha adi chai. All these six pushings, moha, matsarya, envy, illusion, all born with us, we have it. So therefore we have to always take these pastimes, take these prayers. Another word used here is iksha, shuteikshita, shutva guna, shuteikshita pato nanunata pungsa. That's a different one. Trambhakti yoga paribhavta hit saroja asheshu tekshita pato. That means that we hear by seeing, but basically here it means that he's glancing. So we're also playing for this glance. Yat karunya kataksha by bhavatam tam goramevastam. Prabodhana Saraswati, he is saying in his, any times, but there's a famous prayer that Prabhupada would quote. What's the beginning of the prayer? Kaivayam narakayate tridasha purakasha pushpayate. That this great devotee, Prabodhana Saraswati, that he is praying Kaivayam narakayate. Without Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's glance, great impersonalists, great meditators, they're thinking that the ultimate goal is Kaivalya. But he's saying this Kaivalya is just like hell, naraka. For the devotees. Kaivalya Narakaya, Tridasha Purakasha Pushpayate. Here it's talking about the planetary systems, all the planetary systems. But for the pure devotees, Akash Pushpayate is just like flowers, they don't exist. It's simply illusion. Veda Vada Rata Patra, Nanya Rasati, they don't aspire for this. devotees are aiming for desireless. But they desire only Krishna. They do everything. They reject everything that's not Krishna. The impersonalists, they also reject, but they reject everything. They never come to any conclusion. So Sukadeva Goswami, he gives it in another way. Tapasvino dhanaparaya shasvino manasvino mantravidasa mangala. They might even be expert at chanting so many things. But what are they chanting for? They might be only chanting for some material object. So the pure devotees, they give that up. They're offering only these pure prayers given in Bhagavatam. We want to stay on the path of the Bhagavatam. Kimba parar ishvara sadhya hridya varujate trikiti bhishya. Right in the beginning of the Bhagavatam, sadhya immediately, if one is pure in heart, then sadhya hridya varujate, Krishna will be established. Takshanat also means immediately. So twice it says there, immediately, within a moment, takshanat. Kimba pararishvara. There's no need of any other book even. Of course, we want to read Chaitanya Lila. So many books we read, written by the Acharyas. But therefore, first thing in the Bhagavatam is said by Suta Goswami. Unmulanam, all those things in the heart, they're uprooted. Provided one is nirmatsaranam, satam. Dharmak prochita kaita vota paramol nirmatsaranam, satam. Vejam vastam avast, vastu shivadam tapa trayan unmulanam. The threefold miseries, including all this fear, abhayam. What is that verse? But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the song, he gives tava charana dua, your 2 feet give amrita adara tomara charana. Huh? Yeah, tomara charana, 2 feet. Dvaya. What's the first part? But the one that says amrita adara. That's it. Ashoka, that's with Ashoka, Amrita, Abhaya. So he's saying these two lotus feet, even the boars, two lotus feet, they're giving fearlessness by a Charanaravinda, just like Prabhupada's name. And he was able to give fearlessness to everyone who surrenders to him. By a Charanaravindare, Tarahae Bhavasindare, this human form. Govinda Das said it's so important that most important thing is we get association of devotees. Ladba sudurlabamidam bahusambhavanti. After so many births, bahusambhavanti, ladba. Finally, you can get this human form. Manusha janama paya radhakrishna. So we have to take full advantage, enter into all these prayers somehow or other. So this glance is also mentioned by Rupa Goswami. Smaram bangi trai parichitam sachivashtina drishtam. I remember Radha Govinda Maharaj, he said, I heard him say a few times, that even when he was a small kid, he recited this verse. He learned so many things in Bhagavatam. I mean, I don't think it's a Bhagavatam verse, but it's Rupa Goswami's verse, but he learned it even when he was 9 or 10 years old. Smaram bangi trai parichitam sachivashtina. That his smiling, Shoka, what is that? Rupa Goswami's prayer, where he says that Shoka Harati Loka Smitam, his smile, his glance, when he glanced, Kripavalokana Koro Ami Baroduki. Narottam is saying, Kripa, you just glance on me. So this Iksha means glance. So Narottam is praying, when you Ami Baroduki, I'm very unhappy in this material world. We're all unhappy in this material world, so we're praying to get this glance. How do we get the glance? Of course, deities are there. They'll be closed all week, so we should take advantage. I don't know. But when the Jagannath deities were closed up for 2 weeks or so, they're supposed to be sick just before the Rath Yatra. What's that called? That time. So after that, the devotees are so anxious. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they don't wait for 1 second. As soon as the deities are open, they rush into the deity room just to get the glance. They're feeling so much separation. So we have a chance to feel the separation. Kripavalokana koryama baroduki. So rather than feel separation from something in the material world or so many things, one thing after another, because we're Hiranyakashipu, Kim Kashipu, Prayasha. We're not detached. Shukadeva Goswami says, give up your Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha mentality. Kim Kashipu, Prayasha. Don't make any endeavor for this material thing. Kane Prayasam Udabhashya Namateva. Just surrender, offer prayers. So this is what's being taught here. All the devas are offering prayers. And we're being inspired gradually to offer our prayers.
So Baba se Bhagavan Mahindra. He flew in the sky, slashing his tail, his hard hairs quivering, his very glance was luminous. He scattered the clouds in the sky with his hooves and glittering white dust. His transcendental activities are described. So Lord Brahma is describing that in the, again, in the Brahma Sangita, in the so many prayers he's giving. Yashaik Nishvashita Kalam Tavalambya. Roma Vilaja, the word Roma is given here also. That is hairs. Our hairs also, if we're very advanced, it's described Roma, your hairs stand on end. This is one of the symptoms. One becomes very advanced. And so, even when we chant the Mangalarchi prayers, what is that verse here? Plastic bag nay. Yeah. He has a hearing aid, right? Some deaf. He might be, he has to hear a plastic bag or something while he's breathing or something. What is the verse? Samsara Davanada Lita Loka. Roma. What's the second line? So here we have this word, Roma. In the case of the Lord Boar, his hairs always stand on end. But sometimes Lord Chaitanya, when he faints in ecstasy, his hairs are standing on end. Even blood is coming out of his body. He's sometimes smashing his face against the wall. Blood is, doesn't bother him because he's completely spiritual, Supreme Personality of God. So another Brahma Samhita, we can think, Shuktaya meva nigama patitaya ishtubanti. The devotees in that verse, Ayana Bhushana, what does it say? Yad bhava bhavitad tido manojasta taiva samprapte rupa mahisa mahisa anubhusha suktaya meva nigama patitaya ishtubanti. That the devotees are offering prayers, and by offering these prayers, it described, they get all spiritual benefits. They don't require anything because it's all provided. Yad bhava bhava. They're imbued with bhava. Yad bhava bhavita manojastatai. Samprapya rupa. They get the form they desire. Samprapya rupa mahisa anubhusha yana. Anayana means conveyances. Everything is provided. So nothing. It's because even the prayers of Brahma Smita are just like a desire tree. That the more we offer, give up, the more we attain spiritual assets. Just like that Mr. Seti. He gave up all his material. He was helping Prabhupada build the Mumbai temple. Therefore, Prabhupada's quarters were the first thing finished. Quite opulent. So Mr. Seti, who had worked so hard, even with police threat, he rebuilt the temple after it was destroyed within one night or something. So Prabhupada invited him into his quarters. So he asked him, Mr. Seti, you like my quarters? You like these quarters? and Mr. Seti said, they're very nice, Prabhupada. He said, Seti, because you are helping to build this mandir in Juhu, then your place is already being prepared. It's prepared already in Goloka Vrindavan, like that. First he asked him, and he also asked him, Seti, if you take sannyas, I will give you my quarters. Prabhupada was showing extreme detachment, ready to give his quarters to Mr. Seti. He probably would do it if you take sannyas. He didn't take sannyas. So this shows Prabhupada's mood. Okay, so if we have any comments here. No big comments. No plastic bags. Always, everyone bring a plastic bag from now on. It's very important. All right, then Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.